What's good, everybody? Today is a really big episode. It's a really big episode because I feel like this is something a lot of us as athletes go through, and that's getting over sports anxiety. If you don't know what I'm talking about as far as sports anxiety, before the game, when you get the bubble guts, you got to run and go to the bathroom, or you start to overthink. It's so many things that come with sports anxiety that you probably didn't even notice. But if you didn't know, that's exactly what that is. And what I want to do on this podcast, I want to talk to you about getting that confidence of getting over this anxiety. But before we get into all of that, if you don't know who I am the host of the show and this podcast, Push 100 Miles Per Hour. And my name is Ramon Clemente. Yes, the scenery is a little bit different because I'm out in Puerto Rico right now and I'm about to start my season soon. I'm not back at home in Georgia. So the visuals will be a little bit different, but it's all good and it's all love. But let's get to the show. Push. This is one's for you. To my people out there still trying, but no help of a hand. This one's for you. To my homie looking for a loved one, but no. So let's talk about it. Sports anxiety. What is this? What's the feeling? What am I talking about, sports anxiety? Because that was me. Until I actually saw what came with that. And when I saw the list, it was like, wow, I had all of those feelings before games, but I never knew that's what sports anxiety is. You ever had the feeling of overthinking? You ever had the feeling of going to the bathroom, like back to back to back to back? You ever had the feeling of your muscles tightening up? No? Because I did. I had a lot of these signs where I didn't know it was sports anxiety. Putting in so much work on the court and on the field, you probably have done. Sleepless nights, and you're just putting in all of this work. And when the lights come on, and right before it's time to go out, all of a sudden your confidence comes down a little bit. You start to question yourself a little bit. Sometimes that first breather on the court, on the field, whatever it is that you do in your field, that breather feels a little bit different. And what's the difference between you putting in all of this time in the gym, on the court, on the field, wherever? What's the difference between all of that and this very moment where things just change, where your mental switches? All of a sudden, you can't breathe the same. You don't think the same. You're not shooting the same. You're not catching the same. Nothing is the same. It's mental. It is all mental. But that is sports anxiety. That's all that is. This is a mental game that's going on with yourself. And for this podcast episode, we're going to find some ways to overcome that. It's not as hard as you think. Because like I said, it's mental. You put in the work already. You've done everything that you need to do to get to this point, and all of a sudden, something like anxiety is going to slow you down from the work that you put in. We're not doing that. We're not having that. So I'm here to help in any type of way. If you're new to this podcast, this is my 16th season as a professional basketball player. You know, 4 years in college, all that. I've been playing basketball my whole life, but I've been competing my whole life too. What is one of the things that helps me out a lot? One thing I caught was the music that I consume. The music that I consume, I used to listen to really turned up music, like ready to run through a wall. And oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Like I'm geeked up and I'm doing warm-ups and I'm getting ready. And I go in that locker room and I throw that uniform on. Now this, you know, coach is talking. And I'm starting to feel these jitters. You know, the sweat's drying up a little bit from the warm-up. It's starting to get a little cold. Layup line, you know, I get back into it, doing my stuff. Now it's almost that time. You start to question yourself. What if? What if my shots don't go in? What if my layups don't? What if the person on the other team cooks me? What if? Forget all of this stuff that I've done in the gym. Forget all of the preparation that I have for this very moment. What if? You don't question yourself. You don't question yourself. So before we get into the questioning yourself, one of the adjustments I made, I changed the music. I changed what I consume. The music I started to listen to was more mellow and chill. The reason why, it made me comfortable. Not turned up, not out of character, but just more comfortable of this is a normal day and this is what I do. Because when I'm working out and I'm putting all this work in this time off of the main stage, I'm not turned up all day like busting music and stuff. I'm just being me. So yes, it's cool to turn yourself up. And you know, you can find a way to balance. But my balance that I found, if I'm going to listen to some turn up music, all right, maybe when I'm driving to the game, maybe just a little bit at the beginning. But at some point, I got to bring it down. I got to chill. I got to be me. You know, I got to just understand it's another day. This is another day. I've put in everything I've needed done. I do. I've put in that pain already. So it's cool. It's just chill out. Don't overthink. You don't have to run through a wall. You got it already. Physically, you're there already. Mentally, you're there already. You don't have to take it from here to try to go here, because it's eventually going to get there. In your sleep, it'll get there because you've done this stuff already. You've prepped for this. So why take yourself out of character? So the music is something. And, you know, I know Kobe was listening to like The Massacre. And I know some people listen to like Beethoven and stuff. For me, I made a whole playlist of like just cool, chill music and all type of genres and stuff. But I make sure the tone is chill. Just a cool vibe of just, you know, because when it's time to turn things up, that's just what comes with it. So that's one thing. Another thing that can help you with, you know, sports anxiety, meditation. And just be open to this. This is nothing spiritual or anything like that. But just some meditation, man. This is something that helped me out so much of prepping myself mentally. Meditation helps out so much because when it comes to sports, and let's say your anxiety is kicking in, you're a little nervous or whatever it is, I don't think you're going to share that with someone else. So a lot of these things is a you thing. This is a you getting focused and locking in. Really taking the time to find a routine. Meditation. Some people probably don't know how to meditate, so let me help you out. You can clear your mind. You can have positive thoughts. There's so many things you can do with meditation because this is your world. This is about you being comfortable. But anything negative that's going on, this does not enter your meditation bubble. This does not come with that. So you focus on, you visualize what you're going to do, you know? Or you could just have a clear mind of not thinking of anything. You just chill. You're just relaxing. Forget everything else. Because you know what? That time's going to come no matter what. Whether you like it or not, whether you're going to step on the court, field, track, you're lifting, karate, whatever, that time's going to come. So take some time for yourself to empty your mind. Free flow. Just chill out. Just calm down. Thinking about positive things, man. Think about positive, anything positive, any good people in your life, any good feelings, any good things, materialistic, whatever it is. Even if it could take you away from your sport, if it could take you away from your sport and just separate you for a second, do so. There's nothing wrong with that, but just have a clear mind and do not overthink. That's another thing that helped me out so much. Meditation. That's huge. That was a huge staple for me in my career, because I've had plenty of times, man, where I've been so nervous and went to the bathroom 5 or 6 times, and I'm not even knowing this is anxiety, but it's like, yo, I gotta use the bathroom, and just overthinking things. It's not that. Another thing that can help you with, you know, sports anxiety, if it really gets to a certain level, is getting professional help. I know we're in I don't want to say a sport, because some sports are a little bit different, but for the people that are in sports, that's tough. But then again, when you're competing all sports, it's tough, right? Professional help, getting a sports psychiatrist, that helps. I know it's, yo, be tough and go hard and get the win, and you got to be just so macho. And I know what comes with this, but I'm going to keep it real with you. If professional help is something that you need, seek it. There's no judgment in that, man. I know it's, you know, it'll be looked at as soft or anything. It can be looked at in so many ways. But when it comes to your anxiety and you have to do whatever it takes to help yourself. Forget what people may say. I don't think we're in a space anyway today where people will judge you for getting professional help. You know, it's not looked down upon. I feel like, you know, before, if that was a conversation or something, it would be looked at as weak. People would just say you're just focused on something else, or you're not locked in, or a million things. When the truth is, we all go through this. So professional help is something that you should really seek if these other methods that I'm telling you aren't helping. And like I said, there's a space for this. Like, my podcast is built around mental health. This is normal. It's normal to feel certain ways. It's normal to feel nervous. I don't care who you are. You can be the best player in the world. I'm sure the best players in the world have their times where they get nervous. As confident as they look out there, I'm sure they get nervous. Real quick, when you get a chance, please subscribe to the YouTube page. Also, like the Facebook page. And on top of all of that, please subscribe to the podcast. On all platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, we're on every platform that has podcasts. Please subscribe. Enter push 100 miles per hour. That's push 100 mph. And it'll come up as push 100 miles per hour with Ramon Clemente. I appreciate you guys so much. Let's get back to the show. Push. When it's all said and done, this anxiety that you're building up, this feeling that you have, I want to give you a quick reminder. It's just a sport. This is something you've been doing for how long? For how long have you loved the sport that you're in? For me, I've been in this since I was a kid, before any of this stuff counted. And I've always had a feeling. As a kid, I had the feeling like nervous, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's something that I love. And it's something I took the time out to dedicate myself to. And I'm proud of that. You can't get caught up in what others may think if you're going to fail, if things don't go right. That stuff doesn't mean anything. I'm pretty sure there's more people that you care about. There's more people that you care about that's more proud of you versus down-talking you or saying what you can and can't do. They're more proud of you than anything. And that's something that you have to keep in the back of your mind. Getting all caught up in your emotions by thinking, or should I say overthinking. You can't get caught up in your emotions by overthinking. Because like I said, this event is going to come no matter what, whether you like it or not. So why not enjoy it? How long is it? How long is your game? You feel me? How long is your competition? For me, it's 40 minutes without overtime. 40 minutes. Hours and hours and hours of work. And I'm going to let this feeling take over my body for 40 minutes and fail? Nah. We're not doing that. I refuse to let you do that. But what we could do, what we will do, we'll fix this. Find you some cool music. Find you some time to meditate. Find some professional help. Something. Find something to put you in your comfort zone. Your opinion is the only thing that matters. I understand. I know what comes with competitive sports. I know it's a business. I know if you don't perform at high levels, there's no guarantee you'll continue to do this sport. I know this. But I also know playing under pressure, overthinking, letting anxiety get the best of you, that doesn't help as well. So you have to find a way to get in your comfort zone to be more relaxed. Not too relaxed, but more relaxed in your comfort zone, where you're able to go out there and perform at a high level. Now, if you didn't put in the work, you know what I mean? If you didn't practice as a professional, as a college athlete, as a high school athlete, as a top elite athlete, if you didn't put in that work, that's a little bit different. I would be a little bit nervous too if I didn't put in the work for something that I consider a love of mine, something that I take serious. That's a little bit different, but that's a you thing. If you take this serious and you're still listening to this episode, I'm pretty sure you take it serious. So from me to you, I'm really looking forward to that one person that might get something out of this. But that one person, if you can apply these things and this helps, my mission's accomplished. And I'm very appreciative for you to take that time out to help yourself, because that's what this is all about. It's about enjoying it, man. Sports should never be where it's like a deal breaker. Like if I don't perform, then it's over. Like, nah, this is something that we love, man. This is really something that we love to do. And this is something that we dedicate our time and lives to. Come on, we can't lose ourselves in this. You can't lose yourself in this. You're better than that. You work too hard. You work way too hard to be in a situation where you're overthinking. Come on, man. Can you imagine overthinking something that you love? Can you imagine being with another person and all you do is overthink when you're around them? No, you're just natural. You're just being yourself. And that's real love. When you can be yourself, when you don't overthink things. Yeah, basketball player, it's the same jump shot. It's the same jump shot. If you're a snapper in football, it's the same snap that you didn't practice every day. Anything else outside of that is a mental game that you're playing with yourself. And that's that anxiety that kicks in. Don't lose yourself, man. Just find that comfort zone. Find that comfort zone. I'm not going to drag this episode out. You know, this is our first one in Puerto Rico. I've been out for like 3 weeks with no podcast, but we're back. But just lock in, man. That's all. I don't want to drag this podcast out too long. With that being said, I'm your host of the show and this podcast, Push 100 Miles Per Hour. And my name is Ramon Clemente. I love you guys, man. Please continue to build yourself as a person before anything. The athlete will come after, but build yourself as a person first. Athlete, family man, friend, everything else will come after. When you build yourself first, all of these other things, it becomes a different level. You'll be a better athlete. You'll be a better husband, boyfriend, son, uncle, aunt, daughter. You'll be a better person once you work on yourself and build that character up. Love, man. Push. This is one for you. To my people out there still trying, but no help up a hand. This one's for you. To my homie looking for a loved one, but no.